USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump signed a bill rolling back certain banking regulations into law. The law, which Congress passed with bipartisan support, eases rules on all but the largest institutions. President Trump doesn't sound like a big fan of Dodd-Frank.
Since its passage in 2010, Dodd-Frank has dealt a huge blow to community banking. As a candidate, I pledged that we would rescue these community banks from Dodd-Frank, the disaster of Dodd-Frank, and now we are keeping that commitment, and all of the people with me are keeping that commitment.
The president also addressed his decision to withdraw from the June 12th summit with Kim Jong-un.
Well, many things can happen, and a great opportunity lies ahead, potentially. I believe that this is a tremendous setback for North Korea, and indeed, a setback for the world.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at a pair of just-released economic reports.
First, the nation's unemployment lines got a bit longer last week. The Labor Department reporting that 234,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits, and that's 11,000 more than the previous week. The biggest increases in claims were in Missouri, Kentucky, Alabama, Michigan, and Mississippi. On another economic front, the National Association of Realtors released a report showing the sales of existing homes are down more than analysts expected. They dropped 2.5% in April, ending two straight months of increases. Economists were expecting just a 0.2% decline in April. Experts say, though, a shortage of available properties is a major reason for the drop, as existing home sales do account for 9 of every 10 home sales in America.
Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down right around 70 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
One of the big stories of the day is President Trump saying thanks but no thanks to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as he withdrew from the North Korea summit. The president expanded on why the move was made.
With respect to the future of North Korea, but if they don't, we are more ready than we have ever been before. North Korea has the opportunity to end decades of poverty and oppression by following the path of denuclearization and joining the community of nations. And I hope that Kim Jong-un will ultimately do what is right, not only for himself, but perhaps most importantly, what's right for his people, who are suffering greatly and needlessly. All of the Korean people, North and South, deserve to be able to live together in harmony, prosperity, and peace. That bright and beautiful future can only happen when the threat of nuclear weapons is removed. No way it can happen otherwise. If and when Kim Jong-un chooses to engage in constructive dialogue and actions, I am waiting.
This is USA Radio News.